So this is the story time of how I accidentally met my twin. So this story might be a little bit long. So I'm going to have part one, part two. And I'm really sorry for not posting a lot for a long time. As I told you, all these stories are made up. And I have to make the story really believable or sort of believable. And it takes some time to like develop like a whole story to post. So it's finally here. So as long as I know, I was the only kid. To my parents, who live in a really huge mansion, and I'm not sure, they have like a really huge business that they really do. I think my mom has like a makeup business that's really popular among people. My dad just has a huge company. He do business and stuff. So I used to live like a princess my whole entire life. So this summer I just wanted to go live in like the wilderness or just for camping. So I decided to tell my mom because she's the one I'm really close to. So even though I'm really close to my dad, I'm more close to my mom than to my dad. So I decided to ask my dad and to ask my mom if I can go and camping. And my mom was like, but I told her we're going to Paris. And I told her, but mom, we already went to Paris. And I want to just go somewhere else, somewhere that I can live with other people for the whole summer so I can, know how to live maybe without them. And I'm almost like, but honey, I thought Paris was your favorite place. I'm like, yeah, it's my favorite place, but I want to go somewhere else, you know. And I'm almost like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but we have to talk to your dad so that we're gonna know if he's gonna allow you. If he doesn't, I'm really sorry. We're just gonna go to Paris and we're gonna have a really good time there, I promise. I'm like, okay, I hope dad says yes and we can go. So during dinner, my dad came home by then, and then we started having dinner, and my mom was like, okay, tell him what you wanted to say. And my dad was like, oh, what do you want to say, honey, and princess? And then I told my dad, and he was like, oh, you want to go? But I told you you wanted to go to Paris with us. And like, I was like, yeah, I wanted to go to Paris, but I was thinking about it. Some of my friends said we're going to come, and I also wanted to go to camp and not go to Paris because I've already been there, even though it's my favorite. And my dad was like, so you want to really go to the camp? And like, yeah. And like, okay, then the bodyguards are going to come with you. And I'm like, no. I just want to go alone so that I can know how to live without them. And my dad was like, but you need to be safe. I'm like, yeah, you can let one of my teachers at the camp be my chaperone, and he's going to like take care of me and make sure like everything is really going on well for me, and you can check up on me anytime too, but please don't check up on me a lot because I want to feel a little bit more in the camp than more at home. My dad was like, okay, so which camp do you want to go? So went to the computer, search, and then saw some information, some activities to do, and then we just saw what we need to do. Then we called, they said, if you're interested in it, just call them. And then we called it, and my dad just made arrangements. So I told my friends, when I went back to school, I told my friends, oh my god, I just can't wait to go to the summer camp. I've been waiting for a long time, and we're finally going. Unfortunately, my friends had a different summer camp they were going to. I also had a different place, and we were like, I mean, it's great, so I can make more different friends in different places that we don't know that we all met in the camp. So we got ready, and then I packed myself. I said goodbye to my parents. My parents saw that they were happy. I was really happy. And my parents decided to go to their parents because they already booked their tickets. They canceled mine, and they decided to just go together. So we went there. Everything was really cool. I met my chaperone, who is like chaperone to all my kids. And then we met our counselor, who is like a law counselor for this particular room. I was in a room with about 4 to 5 people. I don't remember. It was like just some people. Two on one side and two on the other side. It was like a bunk bed. And I was at the top because I just love to sleep on top of a bunk bed. And I always wanted to sleep on a bunk bed, but I never. It was like a princess bed, but not kids princessy. It was like a good princess bed for mine. So I really wanted to sleep on a bunk bed, one at the top and one at the bottom. So I finally got a chance, and I always wanted to sleep on the top just to know how it feels like to sleep up in the sky. Sorry. So I just went to sleep up in the sky, on the bunk bed, the top one. And it was pretty great. And until one day, that is when everything just turned around and stuff. So one day we were going to do some activities of tug of war. So the teachers are going to like separate the students. One student is going to go to the right side of the tug of war. Another student is going to go to the other side, that's the left side. So they're going to separate until we are equal. Then we're going to start doing it. So we went there until I saw like one girl who looked so familiar. Like, I'm like, where do I remember this girl from? I'm like, oh yes. So let's back ahead a little bit. So once I was like going for fishing because we were going to learn how to fish, but I was like so excited. I wasn't even looking. I was talking to my friends. We're just going on my new friends that I found. So we're just going, and then I just bumped into her. Like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she yelled at me. This is what she said: "What you wait? Couldn't you see that somebody was here?" I was like, "I'm really sorry. I just wasn't looking in front of me. Like, just look in front of you. If you bump into me again, you regret it." And I was scared. I didn't even see her face, but I just saw like a glimpse of her face. Like, yeah. And back to the tug of war. Like, that is where I know those girls from. I'm like, wait, why does she look like me? Because she literally looked like the exact replica of me. I was like, okay, this is way too creepy. Like, maybe I'm just imagining stuff. So we just did a tug of war until my friends came and told me, like, hey, yo, you see that girl over there who you bump into? She looked literally exact. She looked exactly like you. You got like literally the exact replica of, like, I was like, yeah, I was also thinking that, but I thought I was tripping. And she's like, no, I don't think you're tripping on. Does that mean we're both tripping, or is that true? And then we asked other random people that we looked at, they're like, yeah, you guys twins or something? Like, no, you're not twins. So one day one day we were doing activities, and me and the girl got paired up, and we have to know each other in those activities. Just getting to know each other, because we haven't been in the camp for a long time. Just getting to know other campers. So at first she was like a bit cold and mean, but after a while we had to like learn and know each other or something. And then she told her name, and then I also said my name, and it sounds like a twin name. Like, it just sounded like a twin name. Our name was like just like twinning, and like, what? So her name was actually Veronica, and my name was Vanessa. Like, Veronica, Vanessa, like, it just sounded like it was literally, like, the same exact name, because, like, twins could have Veronica and Vanessa. So I was like, wait, what? And then she told me she told me the hospital she was born. Like, wait, I was born in the same exact hospital. And then she told me that, and she was born, and she doesn't know her parents, because I live with both my mom and my dad. And she told me she lived with somebody who adopted her, but when her mom dropped her off at that person's place, they had a picture of her. They had like a picture of her mom, and I was like, can I see the picture of her? And she's like, oh yeah, sure, here's a picture. Just carry me all the time just to remember my mom or something. So she showed it to me, like, where did you get that from? And she was like, I got it from the lady who adopted me. I got it from my mom, my stepmom. And she was, and I'm like, that is my mom. And I'm like, are you sure that is your mom? And she's like, yeah, my step, the one I live with, my stepmom gave it to me because she said that that's the picture of my mom. And if I want to remember her or something, I can just look at the picture and know that this is my mom. And I'm like, wait, yo, that is my mom. And I was just so confused why my mom took only me and didn't take my other sister, Veronica. So we're just like thinking, and we're just talking, and we find out that it's literally the same. We had the same birthday, we were born in the same exact hospital, but literally had the same mom. And our names sounded the same. So we became quite friends until summer was over, and we just had to go. So before we just had to go, Veronica told me this idea, like, what are you talking about? So she told me, And, like, she told me that she always wanted to, and I told her I live in a mansion, and she told me that she always wanted to live in, like, a really big, huge house, and I was like, oh, and I was like, and she told me she lived in a trailer park, like, she just lived in a van, and it's, like, it had, like, a room in there, like, a car with rooms in there. It sounds so amazing. So we decided to just switch life. So she's going to dress up as me, Vanessa, and I'm going to dress up as her, Veronica. And that is when stuff got really crazy. Because before we went, we planned this like a month earlier so that we can know stuff about each other. She was more into rock and heavy music, and she was kind of a bit savage, as you saw like earlier when I bumped into her. And I was like more of like a sweet, soft girl vibe. So she have to learn how to be sweet and soft. And I told her how I call my parents. I called them by mom and dad. And I asked her how did she call her parents. She said she just called her by their first name because they're not her mom and dad. Even though she loved them, they're not her biological mom and dad. And their parents are, and her parent is okay with her calling them their first name. Like, oh. Yeah, but you can call my parents with first name. You have to call it mom and dad. So after practicing, yeah, I can't believe we actually did a test on it. We gave ourselves questions on the test. Like, I was like, which type of girl am I? An eager, a soft girl, and other athletic, I mean, stuff that were there. So I just wrote it down. And then I just told her, what do I call my mom and dad? By their first name, by their last name, mom and dad, daddy and mommy. It kind of sounds like the same, but she has to try to find it. And then we answer, and then I asked Veronica more questions. And next, we have to get used to calling ourselves, not our name, but the other ones. So as I said, I'm Vanessa. I have to get used to being called Veronica, because just in case her mom say, hi, Veronica, I have to like, oh, yes, I'm Veronica, not Vanessa this time, because now that we've switched, now I'm Veronica, and now she's Vanessa. So instead of calling us our normal names, we got ourselves the opposite names. So if I'm trying to talk to Veronica, I have to call her Vanessa. Even though that is my name. I hope this is not getting too confusing. Yeah, it was confusing to us at first. Because like, wait, why am I calling? And some people are like, why are you calling each other your own names? Like, I was like, accidentally. Like, how can you forget your own name? And like, just forget it. So we started practicing and getting used to being called the other twin's name. So for about a month, it was pretty hard for us to get used to our own names for using only 1 month. So now I'm Veronica. So we just decided to switch. So when we came, we wished each other good luck, and we decided to go to our respective houses. So she and Vanessa, that is my twin that I just switched, and I have to get used to her name being called Vanessa instead of her original name, Veronica. So Vanessa just went to my mansion, and I decided to go to, and now I was heading towards Veronica's place. Her parents came to pick me up in a different car and to go to the trailer park. Here's when everything turned upside down. If you really like the story, just click on the subscribe button so that you can subscribe to see whenever I post part 2 of the story, so that you can get more notification when I post. So make sure you click the subscribe button, and let me just interrupt you. And I posted a Q&A question on the last story, how I ended up a poor in a rich girl school. I think that was the title. So if you have like any questions about that story, let me know. And I'm also going to put a Q&A here. So if you have any questions, let me know. And make sure you just subscribe so that you can know more about what, and so that you can get notification when part 2 get posted. I'll try my best to post it as early as I can. I just want people to know the story more. So just click the subscribe button you don't have to pay, just for you, just click it, and it's just going to give you a notification whenever I post it. So wait for part 2 and subscribe for part 2.